Hoop City, a Scobray Press publication, by Scott Blumenthal and Brett Hodes. Chapter 1. 15 hours. I'm on your wing, T. On your wing if you need me. I always knew where my brother Mike was on the basketball court. Right here, Tony, Mike shouted, giving another wave. I slowed my dribble as I reached a faded yellow three-point arc. The defense came closer. Two defenders blocked my path. They swiped for a steal but missed. I dribbled as fast as I could in between and around them. A voice from beyond the court shouted, "Pass the ball, showboat!" I picked up my dribble. When I looked up, Mike was streaking toward the basket. I lofted an alley-oop pass at the rim. Mike left his feet and glided toward the hoop. He grabbed the pass in midair and slammed the basketball home. The rim rattled as Mike let go. He landed on his feet with the backboard shaking. That tired rim wouldn't have to worry about Mike after today. My brother and I were leaving in the morning to attend the University of New York. Every day, Harlem's future stars lined up for a chance to play here. And every day, they went home disappointed. Mike and I owned these courts. But the time had come for us to leave them. Tomorrow, someone else would have a chance to win at the jungle. They call these courts the jungle, because out here, you've got to fight to survive. This is where the best players in New York City develop. It happens right here in Harlem. A place where life isn't easy. The usual crowd stood around the fence during our last game before college. Some of these guys were one-time great players, who had wasted college scholarships and NBA dreams. They had messed around with drugs and crime and never made it back. Now they were lost, wondering where their dreams went. Mike and I watched each other carefully. We refused to get trapped on the wrong side of the fence. We're twin brothers, born 2 minutes apart. We've been partners since before we could dribble straight. My name is Tony Hope, but people around here call me T. People say my brother and I are going to play in the NBA someday. Tomorrow morning, we leave for college. Leaving here is going to be the greatest and saddest thing that's ever happened to me. I love Harlem. I just hate what it does to people. After Mike's dunk, we shuffled back on defense. I bent my knees and pulled on my shorts. I was ready for oncoming traffic. Mike slapped his hands onto the concrete. 1-0, play some D. I was guarding Bo Johnson, a skinny point guard who never seemed to miss. He was using his body to separate me from the ball as he dribbled. Bo's biggest problem was that he couldn't dribble left. I slid over toward his right. Bo faked left and tried to beat me. I was ready and waiting. I knocked the ball from his hands. He complained that he'd been fouled, but his whining was aimed at the back of my head. I was already off and running. Nothing stood between me and the basket. Mike was trailing me on the fast break. Behind you, T. I knew exactly what to do. I pretended to go in for the layup. Instead of scoring, I bounced the ball high off the backboard. I watched Mike soar to the hoop. He grabbed the ball with his right hand and slammed it home. The crowd began shaking the fence again. Did you see that? He was 3 feet above the rim! Mike and I bumped chests as the ball bounced below us. We dared Bo to pick it up. Mike grabbed me by the shirt. How's anyone gonna stop us? I smiled from ear to ear, picturing our bright future clearly. We went on to win that game, 11-3. Bo Johnson threw the ball at my chest. He was a sore loser. Didn't we make a rule that you and your brother couldn't play together? Mike walked up to Bo confidently. He palmed Bo's tiny head. I don't remember that rule. Do you, T? Nope. I don't remember that rule either. I threw the ball back to Bo. Who's got next over here? The Hope brothers are done.